How are you, Roly?
I'm good, and you guys? Happy Heritage Day.
Thank you very much. What's in the news?
Okay, well, President Trump has just concluded his speech at the UNGA. Yes, everybody, it is the Super Bowl, or what we call our favorite annual sporting event, which is the UN General Assembly. I mean, it is quite extraordinary. No matter where you sit on the political spectrum in Israel, we will all gather around our TV to watch several very, very important speeches, one of them being Trump, who has just spoken, the other being Rouhani, one would be Abbas, and one would be usually Prime Minister Netanyahu. However, with the balagan, not just the traffic, but also with the politics, he has not gone to the United Nations this year. And I know it's a big disappointment to many because he is such a phenomenal orator. But never fear, everybody. Israel's Foreign Minister, Israel Katz, he's there. He's just, what some say, snoozed through President Trump's speech, which I have to say was quite an indictment against Iran. I don't know if you know Kath Simon. Maybe he employed Bibi Netanyahu to do some speech writing, because, you know, who knows if he's going to be prime minister in a few days, but we'll get to that. But he gave a big verbal smackdown to Iran, and he's appealed to countries around the world to work together to fight Iranian hegemony. And what was very interesting is that while he didn't touch on the peace plan, I mean, we're still waiting. I think we're going to be waiting for Godot, Lifne, we get a peace plan. But Trump has said that there is growing recognition in the Middle East about shared values with the State of Israel, and that he believes that it's important to have full normalized relations with Israel and its neighbors. And he said that Iran are guilty of blaming their problems on Israel, and he said it is time for Iran's leaders to finally put the Iranian people first. So quite extraordinary, although some accused him of sounding like slightly sleepier. You know, that's just a matter of opinion.
It's interesting, Roline, because Europe, who's been very conciliatory towards Iran, have come out. I think France, Germany, as well as England, have blamed the drone attack on the Saudi facility fairly and squarely on Iran. So, I mean, maybe there will be some sort of a change of attitude there. I don't know. What's your thought?
Well, I hope so. But I think, you know, we can see for ourselves just what is happening. We've seen not just the drone attack on the Saudis, but also the attack on British military ships by the Iranians. We've also seen a notable uprising by the people of Iran who've expressed their dissatisfaction at the Iranian regime. And I think also coupled with that, you can't take away the fact that Mossad exposed exactly what Prime Minister Netanyahu has been speaking about, which is the aims of the Iranian regime to have nukes and their intentions behind their nuclear program. So I think the world's starting to wake up.
Interesting, interesting. Let's talk about the never-ending story, the Israeli election results. Any closer to a government, Roline?
Okay, well, first of all, can we just give it up for President Rivlin, who managed to get both Benny Gantz and Benny Netanyahu to his residence yesterday to start talks about a unity government. Nobody wants a situation where we go to a third set of elections and quite moving pictures of the three of them shaking hands. Incidentally, the three of them will be sitting down to dinner a little bit later to continue talks about a unity government. But the teams of Kahol V'Lavan and Likud meeting today to try and bat it out, to try and negotiate. And as you can imagine, neither side is budging. You've got the ultra right elements within Likud trying to aligned with Likud trying to influence their Kahol V'Lavan, saying their negotiations, their talk is specifically with the Likud and not any kind of right wing bloc. And of course, the big discussion is who will lead the country. There are some within the Likud camp who have accused Prime Minister Netanyahu of of abandoning some of the party platforms in favor of focusing on getting in first to head up a government. You know, who will take charge of this? Benny Gantz not changing from his stance that the people have spoken, the people want change, and the people want unity, and somehow between the two of them and their negotiating teams, they are going to have to kind of find some kind of resolution. I think that's going to be easier said than done. There are some murmurings that perhaps Netanyahu will be the first to give it a go at trying to form a government. And then you've got some body language experts who've said that, you know, the way that perhaps President Rivlin shook Benny Gantz's hand for, you know, half a second longer than Prime Minister Netanyahu's, maybe, you know, he's giving the nod to Benny Gantz. But it's the battle of the Bennies, and we'll see who gets to form a government.
Just staying on that issue just for a short while, Rolene, the little bit of reading I've done has said that Benny Gantz actually prefers to be called upon second. What's going on in his head, and why would he think that?
I think the way that he looks at it at the moment is that he sees Netanyahu perhaps kind of being a little bit, you know, desperate to still cling to power, and also because we have the charges that have been filed against Prime Minister Netanyahu. He perhaps doesn't think that the Prime Minister will be successful in forming a government, which is why we sit in this situation, and that he'll be the man to come in and kind of have to fix up what could be a mess. I think Avigdor Lieberman, by abandoning his traditional ally Benjamin Netanyahu, has also spoken volumes, even though he's not endorsing Gantz. So it's quite interesting. I think he's trying to be as tactical as possible. He knows Prime Minister Netanyahu very, very well. They understand each other very, very well. So you can be sure that they're going to play upon each other's perceived weaknesses.
You brought something to light now, which sort of had been pushed to the background, and those are the charges by the Attorney General against Netanyahu. We haven't spoken about that. Are those still pending? Are those going to be brought?
Those are still pending. They are still going to be brought. In fact, just the other day, Netanyahu was remarking that he wants the same lawyer that defended Ehud Olmert. He's approached him to be his lawyer. But Mandelblit is not dropping those charges.
Wow.
Perhaps he wouldn't have pushed them during an election season, but the election season's almost over, and one of the factors working in the towards the favor of Kahor Velavan are the impending charges, and it was perhaps one of those issues that pushed a lot of people to exercising their ballot in favor of Kahor Velavan.
Rolene, wow, it's half past already, Kathy, and I didn't even get to ask about Labour and Jeremy Corbyn. Maybe we can talk about that tomorrow, Rolene.
Or do we have to?
No, we do,
we'll put
because
it on
it's
the
become
doc for tomorrow.
Serious. Yeah, it's become serious. He's got worse, if that's possible. Rolene, as always, thank you so much for your insights. And let's talk tomorrow, and let's chat about Labour and the UK and what they are up to. Thank you so much.